Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavol, Shaar HaBitachon, the last perek, perek Shvi. And he's talking about things that ruin Bitachon. And he's talking about, he said, for example, not realizing that it's a mitzvah. That's a chiddush. People don't realize it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. People don't realize that. Then he said a very interesting thing. It's almost Hashem made the world that way. He says when you look around, he says people are fooled. I said it's by reading newspapers. That's the problem. People assign cause and effect. So they assign the cause to what they see as most immediate and most direct and closer, right? So you'll say, like, why did this happen? Why did the stock market go down? Oh, because of this. Because Fannie Mae failed or people defaulted on their mortgages, right? But then if you take it back, you realize it's really a long chain of events. And as you go back, so the Chavis HaBavos points out a phenomenon, and you have to say if he says it as a, if he extrapolates from that phenomenon, that means it's not just, he gives the case of the Melech, right? The Melech, and you go down the chain of command till the executioner executes the person, or the person giving lashes the person. So you'll ask a child, like, what's hitting the person? They'll say, the rope. But the rope has the least power. The rope is merely a tool in the hands of the person delivering the makos. But really, he's only a tool in the head of the police chief who sent him to do this. And the police chief is really only a tool to the person, to the district commander. And the district commander is only a tool in the hands of the Ministry of Justice, and the Minister of Justice is only a tool in the head, in the hands of the Vice President, and the Vice President. So, the only one that could really, if a person has a bad, what's the Chavis HaBavos saying? He's saying if you tell a person, like, who fired you? You say the boss fired me, but really you got to go to the top. It's Hashem that fired you, and then there was a chain of events that led to your being fired. So what's mafsid bitachon is that people are flesh and blood, boss of a dom, and we go with instant gratification, in this case instant what we see this cause that, but it's not like that. L'chora, from his mashal, he's not just being cute, but to me it's logical, he's saying that that's how Hashem made the world. In other words, because everything in the world has some have shorter chains and cause, some have longer, but everything is, as he said before, like, who put the milk in your store, in the makolet? Everything is a chain of events that goes back to the farmer, goes back to the cow, but it doesn't really go back to the cow, because it goes back to the grass that the cow ate. But how did the cow get milk? The cow didn't get milk. No one pumped milk into the cow. The cow had to eat grass. So it goes back to the person that planted the grass. So you keep on, if you follow the chain, and it ends up by Hashem. So just like, and that's how Hashem made the world. Because everything is Hashem. And this is how he reveals himself to us. So a smart person keeps asking, but who did that and who did that? And you just follow the line till you get to Hashem. And only Hashem could change things. So if you say, my boss fired me, and this is what the Chavis HaBavos is saying, we don't like to hear it. My boss fired me. Oh, I'm going to go to him and get him to change his mind. But he's like the executioner. You have to go to the Melech. Now, who says the executioner has the power? He was given an order by the district commander. District commander was given an order. The only one, says the Chavis HaBavos, that can really help you is the king, because it originated with him and he made the decision. So you got to go back to the source of the whole chain. And what people do is they look at the last two steps, and that's foolish.
So it could be that Hashem wants you to go back to this guy. Maybe Hashem wants you to do that.
The boss could change his mind.
Chavis HaLevav is not, he's talking conceptually, to realize that that's where the power lies. So, but what would that Bapoyel mean? It means Bapoyel, you know, your first step is to daven. That's the first step, because you ask Hashem. Then you go back to the rules of Ishtadlus that we learned in the fourth parak. What am I supposed to do? Should I wait for Hashem to get him to change his mind? Should I? But once you realize that you're really powerless and that he's powerless, he's just a tool in the hands of Hashem. So then your whole attitude changes. Your whole, your mood changes, right? If the doctor gives you a bad prognosis, so if you realize it's not the doctor, right? Or he's, what?
He's like a second opinion.
What?
Second opinion.
Or the doctor, says he doesn't see much hope. Okay, so that, okay, let's go weiter now, page Kuf Samachay, the fourth line. Now he says a tremendous yesod. Again, it's poshut if you've been following all along Shari Bitachon. He says, Klolo shel dovar b'bitachon, the more you have knowledge of Hashem, see, again, this sounds very, this is what people don't do nowadays. That's what he said in his Hakdama. The more you're aware of Hashem, the more you know Hashem, the more you appreciate Hashem, the more you know about Him, the more bitachon you will have. Ki yisronos habotchem al Hashem ze al ze. Let's say this, we'll call it, he will say at the end this 10 words that describe bitachon. And although he doesn't say it explicitly, but he seems to imply that we could probably categorize it as 10 levels. Here he just says the superiority of Botchem al Hashem Zeh al Zeh, because everybody's on a different level, different intensity of bitachon. Heim kefi yisronos yidiyosom also. They are in direct proportion to how well you know Hashem. The more you know Hashem, the more bitachon you're going to have. The more you know Hashem, the more you know that Hashem is. We're not talking about lip service. We're talking about yediyah, which takes learning and studying, which people don't do. Hashem is just a word, and we talk about it. Chavis HaLevav holds, you have to study Hashem, you have to know Hashem. And the more you know Him, the more you know He's a meitiv, and the more you know how he does things, or how He runs things, the more bitachon you will have, because the more you will realize that He is running the show, and He's the only one you could appeal to, and He is all the things of the second and third perek which He taught us to develop bitachon. But He gives a very, very beautiful, it's not even a marshal. He takes you now, he says, let's look at a person. He says, V'yidiyasim ha'berura she'nu zokok lehem, their knowledge that Hashem has no need for them. V'chozek hashkachoso b'meshem asim lehem. And Hashem is being mashgiach over everything that happens to you. The meshematim lohem means He's always meitiv. He always does what's best for you. And now he says like this. Beautiful. He says, a child's born. What does he rely on first? What's his first, like his whole world? His point is going to be that the broader your mind expands, and the more awareness you have of Hashem, the more bitachon you'll have. He says, the child is born, he only knows the mother's breasts. He doesn't have enough seichel yet to know that there's a mother. The only thing he knows is, right, he's hungry, or he needs comfort, whatever. So he's yonek mishtei imo. That's the first. Kianar bereishis darko boteach al shtei imo. That's all he knows, that's what he relies on. That's what makes him calm. That's what gives him sustenance. That's what gives him what he needs. Like, it's always there for him. We're talking in a normal situation, right? Kamosha Omar, the Pesach in Tehillim, Maftichi al Shdei Imi. Right? He gives me bitachon through Shdei Imi. What's the next step? He becomes aware that there's a mother. And this is his point. And the more he knows the mother, so he says, oh, the mother does much more than just feed me. Mother gives me clothing and takes diapers me and takes care of me, not just if I'm hungry, but if I'm tired or if I need something, right? So commensurate or matim with his knowledge, it's not just the mother's breasts. There's a mother here, there's a person who cares about him and who's going to take care of his every need. So as he gets more intelligent, so the bitachon moves from shtei imo to imo. This is the very first steps of a child growing up. The yado, it's otzem hashgachasa olav. It's just like, wow, she's always there for me. Like, you know, I'm hungry, she's there. I'm dirty, she washes me. She gives me clothing. But Omro, and this is the pasuk, imlo shivisi v'doimamti nafshi kegamol alai imo, like a gomol with his mother. Then he gets a little older, and he sees that it's really the father, meaning the way journey. The mother can't do anything on her own. So he says, oh! And he switches his bitachon from the mother to the father, because he sees, as he gets more intelligent, more aware, he sees that the father really is the source of what he's getting, not the mother. The Yirik Hanhogas Imo Bideoviv. The father's running the show, the father gives her the money, the father decides what she should do, the father busy doing something else. Mesiv Bitchono Olav, right? Then he switches his reliance, his bitachon, onto the father. Michelle Yisrono, Shainu Zokoklo. Then he gets a little older, says the Chazal Bavis, and he has bitachon in himself. He goes out, he gets a job. Yeah, he leaves home. I don't need my father anymore. I don't need my mother anymore. I'm independent. I'm going to go get a job. I'll be talking to myself. I'm earning money. I can take care of myself now. I'm independent. On his own strength, on his own ingenuity, on his own resourcefulness. Right? He's talking to himself. Because he's not thinking about Hashem yet. He's not thinking how Hashem was all along holding his hand. He's still oblivious. He didn't mature. He didn't intellectually mature. And he's oblivious of Hashem, meanwhile. He tells a good story. They had a neighbor, Voyalavlar Uman, a very famous scribe, Mispanis Mischaraksiva. Omlo Bechara Yomim Hechmatsovecha, you know, he's a man yanim. How you doing? How's business? How's everything? So he said, you know, as long as I got my hand, I'm cool. Everything's good. Baruch Hashem. He didn't say Baruch Hashem, you see? Well, he said Baruch Hashem the way we say Baruch Hashem. You know, Baruch Hashem, I got my hand. Like you say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have my. Anything, any of us, right? Baruch Hashem, I have my job. Baruch Hashem, I have my skills. Tov, kol zman sheyodai brios. As long as my hands are healthy, I'm good. B'chashe higia arbo shelo soyom, yov sheyodo, v'lo kosev bo shor yomov. V'yozei onesh me'eis Hashem, al shebotach al yodo. And this is what we learned in the Hagdama, one of his first paragraph. He says, Hashem says, if you have me talking in something else other than me, so Hashem says, okay, you know. And then the hand could get paralyzed, he could have a stroke. A million things could happen. In real life, it's very hard, again, because we... Okay, we'll stop here.
Is Bitachon knowing that the baby is cold? Is it knowing that everything is...
That's